This is episode 136 of the Evolve Marriage Podcast. Today we're talking about the weight of the past, unpacking emotional baggage for a healthier marriage.
Hi, I'm Kate McDougall.
And I'm Eric McDougall, certified master coach.
And this is the Evolved Marriage Podcast,
where every week you learn valuable skills to help you evolve your marriage so your best years together are ahead of you. Here we go. Hey, baby.
Good morning.
We're back.
Good evening. Good afternoon.
We're back. Welcome, listener. Want to feel it out? How are you? How are you feeling? What's on your mind and heart?
Why don't you start?
I'm going to start, eh? You love it when I start.
I like it when you start. It inspires me. It gives me ideas.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes I just haven't sat yet and thought about my head and heart.
So instead of listening to me, you're just thinking about your own stuff?
Nope. You inspire me. I'm like, ooh.
What's on my mind? I've been thinking about our family a lot lately, about human connection, about prioritizing time with you, with the kids, and to really put that on the forefront of my life. So really excited for some plans we created this weekend, for being together as a family, for just experiencing time together. I've been much more intentional and much more present lately, which has felt really, really great. I feel empowered. I feel connected. I feel love. Yeah, I just feel really good. Warms my heart to think about, you know, taking that time and really making it a priority in my life. Yeah. What about you? What's on your mind and heart?
I guess what's on my mind is my health. I think I'm struggling with my condition right now, and I've been feeling it. I'm feeling it a lot right now. I went hard at the gym yesterday, did some moves that I probably shouldn't have done because of my restrictions and my movement that I'm supposed to listen to, but chose not to. I thought, oh, well, if I just lighten the weights, it'll be better, but no. So now I guess what's on my heart is a little bit of disappointment that I didn't listen to my body or the professionals that are helping me heal my body, and understanding that I need to take some time to go get a massage. I have my physio booked, so I'm going to get my brain popped back into place in a few weeks. But
yeah,
in the meantime,
probably some fear too, right?
Yeah, it's fearful and it's disappointing. And I think that I struggle a lot with accepting that, you know, I can't move how I used to and I can't do the things that I used to. So it's just accepting that and feeling into it.
Yeah. I can see how tough it is for you. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. So today we're talking about
a pretty heavy topic.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I'm crying already.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay that you're crying. This is a sensitive topic, but also what you're experiencing is sensitive, right?
Yeah.
Your health and your fears and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think next week we're actually doing an episode on grieving.
Yes.
So that's going to be a powerful episode we can tap into and talk a lot more about this. Mm-hmm. Today, you know, the reason that this topic came up for us was because we often see in relationship where one partner is still bringing up a lot of the pain that they experienced in the past. Mm-hmm. So as we're going to be talking, especially in relationship, this happens, right? So in long-term marriages, examples of us is, you know, my alcoholism and how it impacted us in our relationship, some of the choices I made, et cetera. But it can be whatever in whatever relationship, right? Maybe it's an infidelity that has happened in the past. Maybe it's, you know, that one partner was just away on work constantly. I spoke to a man recently that, you know, because he was in the military and he was away on work, he wasn't there for the birth of his daughter and how hard that was for him, but also how hard it was for his wife to kind of go through that alone. And so these are just pains, right, that we're experienced that are based on, you know, kind of losing that secure attachment. And then they get embedded in us and they kind of stay there. So we're going to be talking about the ones within relationship, but understand that this can go also way back in your past, right?
Yeah, even childhood things, you know, the way your parents treated you and the way you're, as a woman, you know, maybe the way your father treated you and how you're, you know, bringing that to your current relationship. So, yeah, definitely this can go way back, you know, baggage from way past or maybe just close past.
Yeah, and today we're going to kind of, you know, essentially, in a very quick way, talk about how we can use these, you know, healthy, courageous conversations in order to help our partner heal through some of this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I teach a very extensive model in this in our mastermind. So I teach men how to do this in the mastermind. very extensively, and it's very powerful in terms of helping your partner overcome a lot of these past challenges that they have and heal so they can essentially unburden themselves, right? This idea of kind of cutting the cord, letting go of that weight that is no longer serving them, but that in some way they're still holding on to because they're still feeling it real time, right? Because feelings don't know time. And so the first thing that's really important to understand is that this has to be talked about, right?
Yes.
Oftentimes the big challenge that we see in relationships is one partner brings it up, right? Brings up the pain, brings up the past. And in response, the other partner essentially tries to bury it again.
Or right? defend themselves as a spouse. Well, I'm not like that.
Yeah, I'm not like that anymore.
I won't do that to you.
Yeah, or yeah, if it's a past relationship mm-hmm. or things like that, right? Well, I'm not that type of person, or why are you bringing that baggage in? That's not me, et cetera. Or even, you know, within the change of a relationship, right? That happened 12 years ago. Why do you keep bringing it up? Can't we just like leave that alone? Let's move forward. Let's think ahead, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so I totally understand why a partner would respond in that way, right? When you're seeing your partner suffer and just kind of living in the past and talking about this, not only does it feel kind of crappy for you because mm-hmm. it feels like you're stuck in time, but it's also hard to see your partner suffer, which is really, really hard. And so just understanding this idea that, you know, when your partner's bringing up a topic, instead of trying to get them to bury it, let go of it, get rid of it, what we want to do is actually bring it out
mm-hmm.
and face it.
Yeah, by giving your partner space to open up about it, by becoming curious about it, by becoming interested in it, you're going to learn things about your partner that you might have never understood before. So, for example, if your partner was unfaithful, had been in a relationship where somebody was unfaithful to them, and they might have trust issues now in your current relationship. Even though you've done all the actions to show that I'm not an unfaithful person,
and you
can trust me.
And
I am faithful. I don't go out ever alone with women, other women. I don't do this and I don't do that. Your partner is still living with this trauma. They're still living with this past and this baggage. And so by you allowing them to open up about it, by you asking questions like, how did that make you feel? Tell me more about it. Becoming very curious about it. It's allowing your partner to get it off of their heart and into the world.
Yeah.
Because when you're carrying something on your heart, when it's heavy on your heart, it's very hard to heal. You can only start healing when you start talking about it and you start expressing how that's making you feel. And maybe your partner's not ready to talk to you about it yet. Maybe they haven't done that inner work, or they don't even understand how it's making them feel and the impact it's having on your current relationship. You could do something like encourage them to write about it, maybe journal about it. Start just putting out their feelings in a journal. Like, I'm angry. Even if it's a word bubble. I remember I've done that before. You know, past, angry, frustrated, sad. Like, I just wrote words. And that was my start to heal and to understand how, you know, for us, it was the past in our relationship that really did some damage. And we brought that baggage to our relationship still now. Like, it was like, you know, years later, and we were still carrying that baggage from the beginning of our relationship. And I wasn't ready. If you had come up to me at that point and said, talk to me about it, talk to me about how that made you feel. And I think you might have in a few, like we had done it in a few therapy sessions, and you had done it just the two of us. And I wasn't ready to talk about it yet because I hadn't taken the time to fully understand it myself.
Also, it was too painful, right?
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
that is a big thing that's preventing us from bringing these things up and
yeah.
really sitting with it.
We think that if we continue to bury it and continue to not talk about it, that eventually it will go away.
Yeah. Or if we, you know, when it does come up, instead of sitting in it, talking about how you felt, talking about your experience and really kind of going through it, you think it'll feel better just to blame your partner again
mm-hmm.
and kind of, you know, say, oh, it's your fault, or
you
kind of make them.
If only you hadn't.
Yeah, make them the bad guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think that's working, but long term, it's not. You're just perpetuating the cycle of mm-hmm. feeling powerless. Mm-hmm. And these feelings are essentially controlling you because they're working into your unconscious.
Right.
And so what we want to do, and this is the hardest part, I think, for a lot of us, because two things are happening here that are really important to understand. The first thing is, if you're a partner who's bringing up these pasts and you've experienced the pain, it's incredibly painful to relive some of these memories, mm-hmm. right? It could be all kinds of stuff. You can think about maybe a partner who went through emails and found out about an affair by reading some very detailed emails. It's incredibly painful to go back and relive that, right?
To sit in it and talk
about how I felt in that moment and what I experienced.
Have those emotions surface again, the crying and the betrayal and the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe when you were young, you know, maybe you were in an abusive relationship or maybe one of your parents neglected you, right? There's all kinds of ways that we have these traumas, right? Little T traumas, if you will, or big T traumas.
Big T traumas.
But
too,
we have to work through these. And a big part of the reason we don't do this is because it's painful to relive this. Mm-hmm. And so what we typically do is we try to bury it. And if we bury it, they essentially run our life in the background, right? Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is bring them out and heal them. So that's the first part that's so hard for us is if you're the partner who experienced the pain, it's hard to relive it. The other thing is, if you're the partner who was a cause of the pain, right? So I think about this in terms of my alcoholism, my emotional abuse years ago, the way I treated you, et cetera. When you bring up the pain, not only is it hard for me to see you suffer in that way again, but it actually kind of creates something in me that's based in shame, in guilt. It reminds me how horrible I was. It reminds me how much a monster I was, all these things, these really negative beliefs that then are hard for me to hold. And for me to say, oh, I have to essentially... you know, experience this shame, but help my partner heal.
Yeah. And that's bringing up something for me. I remember at the beginning, avoiding talking to you about, I could talk about it in therapy by myself. I could talk about it with some friends, not all friends, but some friends that I felt I could trust. I could talk about it, but I couldn't talk to you about it. I couldn't talk to you about my hurt because I had seen all of the work you did to change that. The fact that you had quit drinking and that was, must have been so hard for you, you know, to do. And it was a journey in itself. And I could see that you were no longer this person. So by me bringing up this past almost made me feel like, well, if I bring it up, I'm like just sweeping everything he's done under the rug. And I'm just ignoring that and telling him like, well, thanks for quitting drinking and being the amazing person you are now. But I still remember the past person. So thank you, but no thank you. Kind of it. So it was kind of like there was this like sense of, well, if I bring it up, I'm going to make him feel bad about himself again. And I don't want to because I'm proud of the person and the work he's done. Mm. And I'm proud of the person he is today. And I don't want him to have to relive that because I can't imagine how hard it was for you to go through the process of healing yourself and quitting drinking and, you know, doing the work. And you did the work and you put like 120% into it. So for me to be like, yeah, but I'm still hurt about it. It almost made me feel like it was invalidating everything you had done.
Right.
So I didn't want to bring it up because I was like, just get over it, Kate. Like just get over it.
For you, it was like this or that. It's like either I heal. So it's kind of win-lose, right?
Yeah.
It's either I heal my pain and it sucks for Eric because, you know, it's going to invalidate him, or I let Eric kind of win and I have to hold on to this pain.
Yeah. And I'll hold on to it and I'll try to heal it on my own, but not realizing that until, and that was the huge catalyst for I changed. And I think that we've talked about this in past episodes, but until we had that sit down conversation where I opened up to you and I was like, I am still hurt about this. And this is what it made me feel like. And I was open and vulnerable. And for the first time, I think it took me about 5 years to talk to you about it. But until I did that, there was no healing. You know, and as much as I went through personal therapy and tried to work on it on my own and whatever, the big healing happened when I opened up to you about it.
Yeah.
And when we talked and I was able to let you know how it made me feel and the impact that it was still having on me. And all you did in that conversation was sit there and get curious and continue digging. And then how did that make you feel? Tell me more about how that triggers you today. Tell me more about that. Keep going, keep going. And you sat there and I remember you looking at me and me thinking, oh my God, like I'm just like vomiting all this past trauma on him and letting him know that he's a monster, like trying to almost reminding you that you were a monster. And that was very, very hard for me to do. But I understood at that point. It took me 5 years to understand. But until I do this, he will not understand the impact that he had on you and how it's still impacting you today.
Yeah. And I want to say, you know, thinking back at that moment, because I remember that moment very vividly as well. And number one, it was really important for your healing. So it wasn't necessarily just about he needs to understand the pain I went through, but also I think you got to a place to understand, like, I need to release this.
Yes.
Like, I need to kind of,
I have to stop holding on to this.
Yeah. And you know, in the group, we talk a lot about sitting in the fire, right? This idea in the mastermind. But for me, I remember that, like, that was like an inferno, right? Mm-hmm. Like, in a sense. And I could see you in the moment battling in terms of how much do I let out? Because at some point it almost came out as kind of rage. And then you were like holding it in. Mm-hmm. And so there was times when we were sitting there talking and it was just me saying, tell me more about that. And then there was like a minute of silence and you were just sitting there and you were like in tears. And I could tell you were kind of battling. Like, do I tell him this? Do I let him? Do I?
How angry do I want to get right now?
Right, exactly. And do I allow myself to lose control? Whatever. And I just sat in the silence with you. And then, you know, you would get to a point where you're like, you don't understand. And I was like, no, I don't. Like, and I never will.
Yeah. So that validation during that conversation was most definitely probably the most important thing that made me feel like, okay, it's safe for me to keep going. And then letting it out. And there was probably some points in that conversation that were maybe a little unhealthy. I might have said some hurtful things that weren't necessary to be said. But I think you were able to hold space for me and understand and be empathetic. She's very angry about this. She's obviously very hurt about this. And so when you're opening up, whether it's something that your partner did or something that an ex-partner did or something that a parent or somebody in your past did, when you're opening up, it's extremely important to give your spouse the time. And this might happen in a one sitting conversation. This might happen in many sittings. But the point is to just give them that space to open up and to talk about their hurt and to talk about how it makes them feel, how it's impacting them now. What are the current triggers today in 2023 that are still impacting
that
them.
Kind of bring them back to that moment, yeah, right? Yeah. Wake up that part of them.
Exactly. What is that? What are the triggers? What is it that I do that reminds you of that moment? What is it that I do that might remind you of the way you were treated as a child or the way you were treated in your past relationships? And so asking those questions, seeking to understand, will help you see your spouse in a whole different light. And by embracing your spouse, I'm talking about the person opening up, by embracing your past, by understanding, yes, this did happen. Yes, I did go through this. And yes, I am hurt and still hurt by it. Mm-hmm. That is a huge, huge healing moment for the both of you. It's very healing to stop hiding behind your feelings and to stop hiding behind, you know, let's just pretend this didn't happen. Let's sweep it under the rug. Let's just, you know, this isn't the guy he is anymore, or this isn't the partner I'm with now. It's, let's just let it go, let it go, let it go. By not talking about it, you're just reliving that every single time you get triggered. And that trigger could be anything from like a doorbell ring to a sound, you know, a triggering sound to an action or, you know, seeing a specific person. Like, triggers can be anything. Mm-hmm. So by talking about it, you start becoming aware of those triggers. And, you know, and if you're not aware of it, get some help. Go see a therapist, journal about it, start talking about it with different people if you don't feel safe to do it with your spouse yet. But this has to come out, and eventually having that conversation with your spouse, having that very vulnerable conversation, very difficult conversation with your spouse will allow them to see you in a light that they've never seen you before. It will allow them to understand you and understand your circumstances in a way that they never probably would have otherwise.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as you're talking about that, there's really these three big points, right, to this healing. Mm-hmm. And the first one is to really create space for a conversation, for your partner to be vulnerable and really reconnect to that experience, right? Creating awareness about what was happening, allowing that to come out of them, et cetera, is extremely important. So literally, you know, we talk about, like, tell me about, like, what the worst part it was about being with a husband who was constantly drunk. Like, tell me about moments where you just felt complete powerlessness, right? And then Kate would just say, I remember this time where this happened. And she's kind of reliving it, like very specific. This is how I felt. And this was going on for me. And oh, I was so angry and this and that. I felt, and she's kind of walking through it. And now what's happening is I am now creating that space for her to walk through it. And so that's the first part, right? Creating space for your partner to walk through that. The second part is understanding what they needed then, right? And so tell me, you know, now that you've experienced, talked about your experience, what is it that you needed most in that moment? Mm-hmm. Well, I needed this. I needed you to come home safely. I needed you to stop drinking and to come to bed at night. I needed you to stop raising your voice at me when you were drunk. Like you're talking about all these things, right? And so what you're doing is in the moment, what is it that you needed from me that I did not give to you? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's in a relationship, an external relationship. Maybe it's the parent.
What is it that you needed, right? From
what
your
is it
parent?
From your dad? Yeah. What is it you needed from these men that, you know, were unfaithful to you, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so you want to be very specific about what you needed in that specific moment. So mm-hmm. if I could have made it all great, what would have happened? And now you want to bring it to the present and say, what do you need most from me now?
Yeah.
And this is when these triggers come up, when you're feeling this way, when, you know, your body is invaded by this emotional state and you're activated and you don't know what to do. What is it you need most from me, your partner who wants to create security, who loves you deeply? And it could literally be, I need you to hold me. I need you to be with me while I cry. I need you to listen to me while I talk about how horrible my experience was. Like, it could be anything.
Yeah.
Your partner knows what they need if they're able to connect to that, right? And again, like Kate said earlier, if you're the partner who's kind of, you know, figuring this out, start by writing it out. Then talk to a person that you feel really comfortable and safe with to talk it out. Eventually talk to the person who, if they're still around, created this pain, right? We were lucky. We were still in relationship. If not, talk to somebody you love and a safe person, and then work through that healing by letting it out, by releasing it and putting it out into the world. All right, everyone, that wraps us up for this week's podcast. If you did find value in the podcast, please give us a rating and review on Apple Podcast, or give us a follow and a rating over on Spotify. We always love to hear from you, our listeners. So any sort of feedback on those reviews would be really, really helpful. If you are a man who feels more like a roommate than a lover with his partner and is really looking to revive his marriage by leading through healthy masculinity, you can join our free Facebook group, the Evolve Men's Collective. The link will be in the show notes. Or if you want to work with me directly in our mastermind, where I help high-level men really lead in their relationships through differentiation, through different high-level tactics with my coaching directly every single week, you can apply to join us in the Evolve Men's Collective Mastermind. The application is also in the show notes. After you apply, you'll get a little space to book some time with me. We can have a quick conversation about what's going on for you and how I can help and see if the mastermind is a good fit for you. Otherwise, we look forward to connecting again next week. Cheers.